Happy Tuesday to you, and I hope you've had a really gorgeous bank holiday weekend. And for those of you outside Ireland, I hope you've had a lovely weekend as well, even if it wasn't a bank holiday where you were. Today, I wanted to start off by talking about something that I think is really important and definitely affects a lot of us across the board. And that is about being surrounded or having to deal with people that drain your energy. You might have somebody like this in your family or friends, you might have colleagues like this, you might even have acquaintances, or just be around energy some of the time where you find that they are quite draining. And also at times we may even be the drainer. We might be somebody who is, you know, going through maybe some difficulties and we don't even realize we're draining other people's energies. But today it's to get you to focus on how to protect yourself if you are in that situation where you are feeling drained. Now, there's a difference between maybe an acquaintance draining you that you might see once a month or once every few months versus people that are in your life continually. So maybe somebody you're working with every day, or for a lot of people, it can come from their friends and more particularly from family. Family relationships are so connected through unconditional love and also blood. So there is this loyalty there. And friendships as well. If you've had people in your life for years, you might feel this definite loyalty or connection to them, and they may be draining you. So I suppose we can't just get rid of people out of our life if they're draining us, because we're all different. And like I said, we may at one point have gone through a time where we were draining other people, and we're all in different energies at different times. But I suppose the problem is that if that person's energy is creating a feeling of, you know, lack of motivation in you, making you feel quite down, making you physically feel exhausted, you will be finding that that could be difficult then as you go about your everyday life or your everyday week. And if it's having that much of an impact, then there is things that can actually be done that are more gentle. I always say actions speak louder than words. When I work with clients, it's the biggest thing that comes up around family or friends or even colleagues that are draining. And it's also about the energy we give out. So actions speak louder than words is because most of what goes on in our life is energetic. If you think about patterns of behavior that we accept from people in our lives and patterns of behavior that we show we're going to accept in our lives, and energetically, without them even being spoken about, they become like a precedent being set. So there's a couple of things that I just wanted to go through that you could do if you're encountering this at the moment. If it's somebody, like I said, that it's, you know, less frequent, that's brilliant. So we'll just take that as a first point. So if there's somebody that you might have to meet up with on a less regular basis, but you do find it very, very draining, and for whatever reason, whether it's guilt, whether it's just, you know, wanting to make sure that they're okay, even if they are draining you, you still meet up with them. So what I would suggest is to meet them in a place or a setting where you actually enjoy. So maybe you enjoy going for walks. Maybe you could meet them for that and keep the time limited. Maybe you enjoy going to a particular restaurant. Maybe you enjoy going having spa treatments. Maybe you enjoy going to the cinema. Sometimes a really good way to connect with someone is go to the cinema. You chat to them for 15 minutes beforehand. You have a great film, and you chat to them for 15 minutes after, and you go home. So one is just put yourself in a scenario that actually is enjoyable to you. Second is to go with absolutely no expectation to those situations. So it's like, I know that this person is going to drain me for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it is. And that I know that I'm maybe not going to be asked about myself, or they're going to talk about things that are quite negative. So you pick a time or day where is, you know, it's easy for me to say, pick a time in the day that you know you'll be more energetic. And I know things change, but generally, you know, go in the morning when you're up and you've just had like a good night's sleep, as opposed to like meeting somebody after work or after a long weekend where you're just tired anyway. So pick, you know, an appropriate time for yourself. Go with no expectations and know for that period of time they might talk about themselves a lot, and it probably will be pretty negative. When you're in that space, you can actually protect yourself even a bubble of light and kind of imagine every word that they're saying or every energy they're giving out is just bouncing off that bubble of light, and you're protected in the inside of that. If, on the other hand, it's a family member or family members or a friend or friends, it can be a bit more difficult. And particularly with family, these are relationships that we're going to have for our whole life. And, you know, sometimes it gets to the point where you can't have relationships with people for some time. And that obviously isn't the best thing unless it is absolutely and utterly necessary for your own personal protection. And if it is, and you feel that that's what you need to do, by all means do it, and it will benefit you if that's where you're at. But if it's just a case of that you're not going to do that, and you just get frustrated by the person or the situation or their energy, again, it's about going with no expectations. So I would have a lot of experience with this with different members of family and even through friendships as well. And it's definitely been, for me, one of my biggest learning curves in life is dealing with other people's energy. I'm actually work, as an intuitive reader as well, and I'm very susceptible to people's energies, and I also would be very empathic, so I can nearly feel sometimes what's going on. And most of us have that. We're great readers of people and we pick up tension. And I can feel sorry for people because I can actually nearly feel where they're coming from, even if they're being horrible or very draining. So you get this kind of mix of frustration at the way that they are, and then this guilt over wanting to mind them and wanting them to be okay, and it gets very unbalanced and it gets very skewed in ways, and that's where the energy crosses. So one thing that I've been doing with situations like that is trying to accept that the person is where they're at, even the parts of them that I don't like and doesn't do anything particularly for me. I again try to have conversations or nearly schedule in certain people in my life who I love dearly, but that's how I do it. And I know that if I meet them at certain times or days that suit me, I'm going to be more energetic, going to be more energized. So I'm still giving all of the time the attention, going without expectation. And also it's about kind of understanding that with compassion where people are coming from. So if somebody is very draining, they're not happy. And if they're not happy in themselves, which isn't particularly nice to be around, there's something going on. So words that I use with people in my life that are going through things like that, where they are being like very negative, even very selfish, by the way, is I just say things like, don't worry, we'll figure it out, kind of reassuring words to them. And I also try, and don't get me wrong, you know, I had a situation yesterday where I actually wasn't like that, and I found myself going back into, you know, lecture mode of what they needed to be doing, and then found myself saying, okay, back up here a minute, like this isn't what it's about. So I don't want to give out negative energy or to be attacking these person or particular people because they're draining me, or to tell them how they are, because ultimately it doesn't really change where they're at and it makes me more frustrated. So it's an acceptance of where they are, and just kind of try and get into their head as much as possible in that time that you're in it. Obviously, this is just dealing with certain issues. You may have worse issues around relationships in terms of maybe mentally or verbally abusive relationships, or people completely overstepping marks. And that's completely different and probably needs more addressing in a better way, or even through a therapist helping with that. So the first thing I would say is just to acknowledge that who the people in your life are that create that. So you're getting a clear picture, not feeling bad about acknowledging that, and just having that heightened awareness. The second thing is that when you're around them is to make sure you take a really deep breath and center yourself. Imagine that pink bubble of light around you, and don't allow them to bring you down to their level. So if they're moaning or they're gossiping or they're bitching or they're giving out, they're being negative, don't respond with the same negativity. And yesterday was an example of that, what I was giving you. Also find it can be helpful to say no and to walk away from people when they make certain choices, but you don't have to be like, no, I don't want to know this, and off you go. It can be simple as detach from the situation by saying, don't worry, you'll figure it out, blah, 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 keeping it nice and easy. And that would also stay neutral. You know, it's like I used to study law, and one of the things we were told when we were answering a legal question, like in my exams, where you might be talking about a criminal case or something. And when I was tutored, my tutor told me, like, just hedge your answer. So you give all the reasons for one side and you give all the reasons for the pro and the cons, and then you just state what they are, but you don't give an answer. And that's what I would do to people who do that. Because then what they're not getting off you is they're not getting answers, and they kind of have to go away and make decisions for themselves and maybe look at their behavior. You can literally physically imagine a cord between yourself and this person and actually do cutting of the cords. And there are meditations around that and visualizations that I know they do it in Reiki as well. So that can be very helpful as well. And also one final thing is asking yourself what you're learning from the situation. What is it bringing up in you? Is it bringing up fear? Does it bring up panic? Does it bring up anxiety? What about their behavior is frustrating you? Is it that they're not noticing you? Is it they're not caring about you enough? Is it that you don't agree with their opinions? You know, really get clued in, because maybe some of these things might be things that you need to work through for yourself or your own insecurities. And the last thing I would suggest to do is actually focus on the good relationships you have in your life. And I have found that some of my relationships have transformed with people who I would have considered draining. And when I came at it with, from all the things that I'm saying, and I'm actually giving like personal experience here and putting these things into practice, I found the relationships were better. I had less guilt because I was still showing up as a friend or as a family member and still giving a lot of support, but in a way that was more beneficial to me, and I don't go away as stressed. Now, like I said, I don't get that perfectly right all the time, and sometimes I do get stressed, but it is actually less and less and less. And what I would say around energy as well, and that action speaks louder than words, when we start to shift our own energy, when our responses are different, when our energy is calmer, it's like you don't feed the beast anymore. That's how I would describe it. So the energetic cord is cut. When we start to change behavior, so for example, maybe somebody rings you every single night for an hour at 9 o'clock to moan. They don't take a breath. They just talk about themselves all the time. So maybe just one day don't answer the call and send a text and say, look, I'm really busy. I'll chat to you tomorrow. So instead of talking to them 5 days, you talk to them four. And then, you know, maybe a couple of months down the road, you might be at 3 days a week, 2 days a week, and maybe you only speak to them once or twice a week. And you're starting to shift it. They don't know what's going on. You're doing it in a very nice way. You're not making loads of excuses. You're just putting in these energetic boundaries. And all of a sudden, the relationship shifts, because the relationship has got to where it has been and up to the point of where it is now, based on your reactions and your behavior and what, you know, you have allowed someone to do, or I have allowed somebody to do to me, which a lot of the time we don't even realize we're doing it. So going back to accountability last week, it's not about beating yourself up. It is where it is. Accept the situations where they are, but don't believe that they're not changeable. There's patterns of behavior, you know, like what's expected from maybe one sibling in a family, for example, is not expected from another because the other sibling wouldn't do it. And maybe one sibling would do it. So who's going to be relied on more? It's that kind of thing. So look at your life. Look at maybe where some of the drains are. And it's a bit of a longer recording today, but I do think this is a very, very important topic, because we experience it across the board through a lot of relationships in our life, but also it may be affecting you quite badly at the moment. So acceptance, compassion, putting yourself in an energetic space and going into these situations with absolutely zero expectations. I wish you a lovely Tuesday. Tomorrow is going to be a really gentle meditation and something kind of exciting I want you guys to focus on, and I hope you're going to really enjoy it. So I will talk to you soon and have a great day.